Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, October 14th, and it looks like we're giving back all of yesterday's gains and then some. Futures are pointing to a sharply lower open.
That's right. The mood has definitely soured overnight. After that nice tech-driven rally on Monday, we're seeing a big reversal. The S&P futures are down about 57 points, and the NASDAQ is getting hit even harder, down around 280 points.
So what's the big catalyst for this reversal? It feels like whiplash.
It's the story that just won't go away. U.S.-China trade tensions. Overnight, China announced sanctions on 5 U.S.-linked subsidiaries of a South Korean shipbuilding company. That single headline just poured cold water all over the market.
Wow. So the geopolitical risk is flaring up again. How did the overseas markets react to that?
They did not take it well. Selling really accelerated in Asia after that news broke. Japan's Nikkei got hammered, closing down 2.7%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng wasn't far behind, dropping 1.7%. That negative sentiment just rolled right into Europe, where we're seeing major indices like the German DAX down over 1%.
So it's a sea of red across the globe. Is there any economic data adding to the misery today?
Just one release, but it didn't help matters. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index for September came in at 98.8. That's a contraction from the prior reading of over 100. It just adds another layer of concern about the domestic economy.
Okay, so a weak macro picture, but we are kicking off earnings season in a big way this morning, especially with the banks. What's the story there?
It's a really interesting story, actually. We heard from all the big players, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo. And you know what? They almost all delivered beats on both earnings per share and revenue. JP Morgan beat by 22 cents, and Goldman Sachs crushed it, beating by $1.22.
That sounds like great news. So financials should be flying high?
You'd think so, but that's not what we're seeing in the pre-market. JPM is actually down a bit, and Goldman is off by about 1.5%. It looks like a classic sell-the-news reaction. These stocks had a nice run-up into the numbers, and the good results just aren't enough to fight the negative macro tide from the China news.
Got it. So even strong earnings are getting drowned out. What about non-bank reports? I see Johnson & Johnson was out.
Yep, J&J also reported. They beat by 4 cents, reaffirmed their full-year guidance, and are even trading slightly up in the pre-market. So a pocket of strength there. They also announced they intend to separate their orthopedics business, which is a significant strategic move.
Let's shift to some of the other major pre-market movers. I'm seeing some huge individual stock stories.
Absolutely. The biggest standout is Navitas, ticker NVTS, which is soaring almost 25%. They announced they're supporting NVIDIA's next-gen AI platforms. Anything tied to AI and NVIDIA is just pure magic for a stock right now.
An AI halo effect. On the flip side, Orion Engineered Carbons, OEC, is getting destroyed, down nearly 19%.
That's a painful one. They lowered their full-year adjusted EBITDA guidance, blaming weakness in the tire industry. A guidance cut like that is a guaranteed way to get punished during earnings season.
And I see Polaris, PII, is gapping up over 7%. What's driving that?
That's a big strategic shakeup. Polaris is separating its iconic Indian motorcycle brand into a standalone company. The market is loving this move, betting that it will unlock value for shareholders. It's a classic case of corporate restructuring, creating immediate excitement.
Fascinating. Any key analyst calls catching your eye this morning?
There's a ton of activity, but the one that really highlights the mood in semis is seeing AMD get an upgrade to outperform at Wolf Research, while on the same day, Micron gets downgraded to neutral at New Street. It shows there's still a debate raging on who the winners and losers will be in the chip space.
So, bringing it all together for the traders listening, it's a risk-off open. What are the key technical levels you're watching for the S&P 500?
For the SPY, the big support zone to watch is right around that 653 to 655 area. That's where buyers have stepped in before. If we lose that level, we could see another leg down. To the upside, the bulls have a lot of work to do. They need to reclaim the 658 level to regain any semblance of control.
So a very tense open ahead. What's your final thought for today?
The session today will be a battle between strong corporate earnings and worrying geopolitical headlines. Right now, geopolitics is winning, hands down. Keep a close eye on those mega cap tech and semiconductor names that led the rally yesterday. If they continue to sell off, it's going to be very difficult for the broader market to find its footing. It's a day to be cautious and nimble.
Excellent breakdown. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to get you set for the trading day.